Después de unos años de descanso, Data Rock presentó disco el año anterior y vendrá próximamente a Guadalajara. Estarán actuando en C3 Stage el próximo 2 de marzo. Y en la línea telefónica tenemos el gusto de conversar con Frederick. ¡Hola, Frederick!
¡Hola!
How are you?
I'm great. It's as you know, I live in Bergen, Norway, and it's always raining here, and it's freezing cold always. But today, the sun was up. It's been a beautiful day.
It's cool for the winter.
Yeah, yeah. It's been snowing the last couple of days, but today I could wear like almost normal clothes. It was almost like a warm up to our trip to Mexico City.
So you're going to visit Mexico in a couple of weeks. Are you excited to this visit?
Super excited. To be honest, like when we started recording this EP, we said like very specifically, we said, what's the one place we want to go to? And we said, Mexico. Mexico is the one place we really want to go back to. And it was really funny because we ran into a guy called Abraham Lopez from an agency called... What is it called? You're gonna have to edit this. It's called Altiplano.
Ah, okay.
And we met him in Bergen because he's been working with friends of us from Bergen, like Kings of Convenience, Alan Oya, What Is Boy, Cock Motherfucker, and was like, hey, we really want to go back to Mexico. And he took up the challenge. He said, okay, let's see what we can do. And finally, we got the Foro Indie Rocks concert, and then he added on Guadalajara. And these are the first shows we do in Mexico since the festival 72810 in Cholula in 2012. Yes. So we can't wait.
It's been almost 7 years since your last visit, and it took you 9 years to release your third album. What happened during those years?
It was many years between albums, but to be honest, we did like a bunch of things.
Yes.
Like for instance, in 2010, we released a follow-up EP to the Red album, and that EP was called Catch You in the Rye, and that was a 4-track EP. And then in 2011, we did a 5-track EP called California. And then in 2014, we did a full musical. Like we did a 20-track musical with a full symphony orchestra.
Yeah.
And you can actually get that recording as a limited edition 12-inch vinyl record. And we even did like a 30-minute Kreutrock instrumental track for a video game. And and a bunch of other singles. So we did do a lot of stuff, but it was all chaos. So we ended up in like a little bit of a turmoil, where we did all sorts of crap. Like, to be honest, we even, as a humorous thing, we even took part in the Eurovision, because we thought that was really funny, right?
Yes.
so we did, like, a bunch of things, but everything was just a chaotic, random mix of all sorts of crap. And and on the side, I actually opened a restaurant.
Oh? So, in Bergen?
In Bergen, and that was just something I did sort of for fun, but it ended up being Norway's second most internationally talked about restaurant in history. So it ended up being, we ended up having like full page articles in New York Times, and we were recommended in Condé Nast Traveler, and we were Michelin recommended, I think, after 2 years. So that took a lot of time, and then in the midst of all this chaos, gradually we sort of came together, the band like properly come together, the original members, and we started writing music together. And then the start of what ended up being Face of Brutality in March 2018 actually started in 2016.
Okay.
So we started writing songs together in 16, and it took a long, long time. And that's when we sort of, you know, worked... more like we worked in the very beginning, right? Just four weird guys writing songs together for ourselves. We didn't do shows. We didn't relate to, like, TV and media, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And that gradually became something that we felt was a new chapter in our career, You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like you can have songs and EPs and all sorts of crap you can do, but then you have those defining moments where you have a new chapter. You know, so that whole process became such a positive thing. It really felt like, perhaps it actually felt like the second album, because when we did the Red album, we did. I'm not exaggerating when I'm saying this. We did 150 shows a year, on average in 28 countries on 5 continents every year.
Okay.
For many, many years. And in the middle of touring like that and having like, you know, tremendous pressure on us because, you know, in 2007, like what we were doing, like the whole, you know, electro rock or funk punk or whatever you want to call it, that almost became mainstream, right?
Yes.
So in the middle of all of this touring, we were kind of forced a little bit to do the Red album. And that would be like, we would go like 2 days in a studio in London and then go back out on a tour on the opposite side of the world, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of the songs on the Red album was actually recorded many years before and just put together as a, almost like a compilation. Like just only half of the songs were actually new songs. So this album is the first album that we made in the same way as we made the very first album. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
So a lot of things happened. Like, and we became older and, not wiser, probably dumber, but
No, I'm sure that it was very, very wise because they put you in another level as a band. Now you have another interest, you have another way to make your music, another goals.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And the great thing about it was that we found a new way of working together, right? And that's why there's a new EP coming so soon after the album because we're sort of, we found ourselves again, almost, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, because so many things happened in those years. Like, in the formative years, like, these guys have been friends of mine since I was a kid, right? And a group of friends are very similar up to a certain point, then you start making different decisions. Like, I got married, I got children, some of the guys didn't, and some of them had girlfriends, they broke up, blah, blah, blah. But now we're all at the same page. Like, everybody is, you know, living with the same girlfriend as they have for a long, long time, or they're all married, and like we're back to sort of being very similar again. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's like it's really funny to play in a band because it's, you know, it's almost like being in whatever class in school, but it just goes on and on. You're in the same class in school and you're 42. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Very different. Yes.
Yeah. No, it's a lot of fun, and just for us to come back to Mexico, like we all remember vividly when we came to Mexico in March 2007 to play the MX Beat Festival.
Yes.
Like, we remember that. We did that together, right, in 2007. And we remember that as it was last year, right? We did all that together. Like, we traveled the world together, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, so it's a great thing to be able to release new material and actually being invited back.
I guess that you was impressed about the energy and the craziness of the Mexican audience.
Yeah. Like very often when we did shows, we felt like we were a little bit out of touch with the audience. But in Mexico, the audience is just like us. It's like when we're in Mexico, we're with our people. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. No. And I don't know. It's perhaps. Like, we got to know pretty well quite a few people, and they had very similar record collections as us, like very similar interests, right? So, I don't know, it feels like we have a lot of things in common with our Mexican audience. And also, another thing we noticed was that, like, even in 2007, like, we were adults, right? We're on the late 20s, and we noticed that our audience were still partying and having fun. They were our age, the same age. They weren't 18. They weren't only 18. Some of them were older than us and still partying and having a good time. And then we came back, you know, 2012, same thing happened again, right? So, we feel very close to, by some reason, like, I can't really explain why, but, like, we love Mexican food, you know. Like this year, I'd say my favorite film is the film Roma.
Yes.
Right? So it's like, yeah, it holds a very dear place in our hearts.
Well, looking forward to see you here in Guadalajara on March 2nd, in City Stage.
Thank you.
Well, Fredrik, it's been a pleasure to have this conversation with you. I will visit your restaurant when I'm going to Bergen.
It's called Lysvakke. Well, now I have another one called Hoggorm.
Ah, okay. Well, I will visit you. And I'm pretty sure that you will have a very good time here in Mexico, both gigs here in Guadalajara and in Mexico City, right?
Thank you so much. I hope so too. I know so too.
Yes. Fredrik, looking forward to see you here in Guadalajara. Thank you so much for this chat with Rutas Alternas.
Thank you.